Good morning, everybody. Little Nugster here. Welcome to episode 3 of the Little Nugs podcast. Today, we are going to be starting off with NXT once again, as usual. I talk about NXT first, then SmackDown, then Monday Night Raw. Alright, so we are going to start off with NXT from January 29th. And I cannot believe it's already February 6th. I feel like January just started. Alright, well, the January 29th episode of NXT, which was last week, we are going to start off with Finn Balor vs. Trent Seven from NXT UK.
It's early in the morning, and I can't even talk. I'm going to start again. Okay. We had Finn Balor versus Trent Seven. Trent Seven is from NXT UK, and for some reason, they decided to have this match. I thought it was a pretty good match. I liked it. It had really good chops at a certain point in this match between the both of them. There was a particular moment where both of them were giving each other a good knife-edge chop. Knife-edged chops. And the winner of that match ended up being Finn Balor. And after that, we had another match with Shotzi Blackheart. And she faced Deonna Purrazzo. I'm not entirely sure how you pronounce her last name. But anyway, very interesting entrance by Miss Shotzi Blackheart. She came out with this tank, this like kind of tank looking thing, where I believe it's just basically one of those vehicles for kids where you just, you know, two kids sit in this Jeep thing and you drive it around. So I think she had something like that. It was an okay match, and that's really all I can say about that. The winner of that match ended up being Shotzi Blackheart, and the crowd seemed to be behind Shotzi throughout the match. I haven't really heard of her. I don't really know where she came from, but we'll see what her future looks like throughout NXT. Okay, so after that match, we had a time where Keith Lee came out. He ended up doing a promo talking about the Royal Rumble, and how he, I believe he talked about the Royal Rumble, and how he kind of went face to face with Brock Lesnar. And then, you know, as you know, he is your North American champion. He beat Roderick Strong in, I believe it was last week. It was either last week or the week before. Then at one point, as Keith Lee was talking, Damian Priest ended up coming out and basically was saying how he wants a shot at the championship. Then while Damian Priest was talking, Dominik Dijakovic ended up coming out and says that he wants a shot at the title, and was basically going face to face with Damian Priest, saying that if you want a shot at the title, you have to go through me first. And as you all know, who ended up watching NXT. I guess since the first episode of NXT on the USA Network, there has been a little rivalry going on between Dominik Dijakovic and Keith Lee. So, you never know. Maybe Dominik Dijakovic ends up getting his shot at some point. And after that, I guess Damian Priest and Dijakovic ended up having a match together. This was actually a really great match. The both of them showed how showed their strength. Showed how talented they are together. They had really good chemistry. And Dominik Dijakovic ended up winning this match. And after, we had Tommaso Ciampa talking to, I forget what her name was, but he was talking to somebody. Basically saying, you know, talking about that he wants his title back. And then I think it went to commercial after that. Then once it got back from commercial, you saw the camera to a hallway with three members of the Undisputed Era down. I believe it was Bobby Fish, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly. And those three were down on the ground. They looked like they were beat up. Then out of the corner came Tommaso with what looks to be like a black pipe. And so you kind of assumed that Tommaso kind of took those guys out. And then the camera followed him. Ended up coming out to the ring with a table. And then he was talking about how, once again, he was talking about how that he wants Goldie back. And then at one point, Adam Cole came out being like, "Who the hell do you think you are?" Something like that. And then William Regal came out with a contract, basically saying something about how he was already going to consider coming out here and giving basically a little signed contract thing so Tommaso and Adam Cole can have their match together. Well, I guess Adam Cole took the contract from William Regal, saying that, "I got this. Let me handle this. I got it." He comes into the ring, and then Tommaso ended up grabbing him, beating up a little bit. And way before Adam Cole came out, Tommaso set up the table, spray painted an X on top of it, basically like X marks the spot. And then when Adam Cole came into the ring, I guess they were kind of going at each other. And then Tommaso ended up powerbombing him through the table. And then I guess at one point before that, Adam Cole hit Tommaso in the head with the title. I think it cut Tommaso in the head a little bit, because as soon as Tommaso powerbombed Cole through the table, you saw that he was bleeding on the top of his head. So he was about to sign. Tommaso was about to sign the contract. I forgot to mention that Adam Cole already signed the contract before he came into the ring. So Tommaso powerbombed Cole on the table, grabs the contract, went to go for a pen, but instead the crowd was chanting "Use the blood." So then Tommaso kind of smeared, put his hand on top of his head to touch some blood and then smear some blood on top of the contract. So that was basically said that there's going to be a title match between Tommaso and Adam Cole at NXT Portland. And shortly after that, we had Tegan Nox versus Dakota Kai. That match was pretty cool. There were a couple I was kind of interested in seeing how this match was going to come about. At one point, both of them were out of the ring, and Tegan Nox kind of threw Dakota Kai into something that really looked like it hurt. I'm not sure what it was. It was kind of near the announcer's table. But I believe Tegan Nox ended up winning by Candice LeRae coming out, distracting Dakota Kai. Oh, wait, no. I think when Candice LeRae came out, she distracted Dakota Kai. And I think that ended up being a disqualification. I don't remember, but Tegan Nox, I ended up winning that match somehow. And then we got to the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Unfortunately, around this time, my power decided to go out for, I don't know, maybe like 5 seconds. So it didn't finish recording this, the episode of NXT for me. So I ended up looking it up online, and it ended up being the Bruiserweights winning this match. And at NXT Portland, I believe you're going to see the Undisputed Era versus the Bruiserweights for the NXT tag titles. I actually liked this match between Bruiserweights and the Grizzled Young Veterans. I thought it was a really good match. I was hoping I was able to see the rest of this match before my recording stopped. But as I said before, the Bruiserweights ended up winning the match, which results in them facing the Undisputed Era at NXT TakeOver Portland, which is coming up, I believe, next week. Okay. On to SmackDown. We had Roman Reigns coming out, which right at that point, the Usos came out at the same time. And at first, I thought we were going to see a 6-man tag match. But it was announced later on that that happened towards the end of SmackDown. So they came out, started talking about the match that Roman had at Royal Rumble. And I believe was talking about how he didn't win the Royal Rumble match itself. But as he was talking, Corbin came out, as well as I believe Bobby Roode and Ziggler came out with Corbin too. Then, so they were talking back and forth, saying that, doing what Corbin does. Then Reigns ended up issuing a challenge, saying that whoever loses their 6-man tag match eats dog food. Okay, so I guess once that happened, they brought out what looked like to be dog food, and looked kind of gross. So after that, we had a fatal 4-way tag team match between Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, The Revival, and Miz and Morrison. And I guess the stipulation to that match was whoever wins faces the New Day at Super Showdown for the SmackDown tag titles. This was an okay match. I kind of wanted to the Revival to win just because I like the Revival. It sucks that they're not really getting a lot of chances at that anymore. It kind of feels like WWE is losing interest in them. And I kind of have a feeling that maybe once their contract is done, they'll go somewhere else and be happy. So the winner of that match ended up being Miz and Morrison. So they will be facing the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Big E, at Super Showdown for the SmackDown tag titles, I believe. So after that, there ended up being a tag match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Fire and Desire, Sonya Deville, and Mandy Rose. This match was okay as well. I always like seeing Alexa Bliss. She's my biscuit butt, as we call her on my other podcast with the Top Rope Report. We always call her the biscuit butt just because she has a nice butt. And, excuse me. And, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross ended up winning the match. So good for them. Hopefully they get a chance at the tag titles. Which then I heard that, I believe, I'm not sure, but maybe this match was a chance for the women's tag titles. I'm not sure. It'd be great because they really haven't been doing anything with the tag titles lately. I kind of want them to, but we'll see. So then after this match, we had Braun Strowman versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and it was for the Intercontinental Championship. Unfortunately, I ended up seeing who won this match Friday night while I was working. I didn't watch it, but I guess I read a spoiler somewhere that Braun Strowman ended up winning his first ever title match. So congratulations to him. I think he deserves it. I believe he's been in WWE for quite a while. I want to say maybe four years already. Maybe even a little longer than that. Because I want to say when he debuted, he was part of the Wyatt family. And I think that was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I don't really know, but that's my guess. So then shortly after this match, we had Sheamus versus Shorty G, which was a Royal Rumble rematch. And it's no surprise here that Sheamus ended up taking the win. Next, we had Bayley coming out. She was talking about the match she had with Lacey Evans and saying that that nobody can beat her, and then all of a sudden Naomi came out. And I guess the both of them were kind of going back and forth. And then I believe Bayley started attacking Naomi. So that could be a potential match in the future. Don't really know, but we will see what happens in the next month or month and a half. So after that, we had the six-man tag match with Roman Reigns and the Usos versus King Corbin, Ziggler, and Robert Roode. This match was pretty decent. I believe all six of them put on a decent show. And the winner of that match ended up being Roman Reigns and the Usos. And as I was looking at this dog food, it kind of looked like chili to me. At first, when they brought it out, it did look like, you know, dog food. But then, as you got closer to it, as you got closer to it, I was like, this kind of looks like chili. It almost looks like they put like sloppy Joe and chili mixed together, with maybe a little bit of dog food on top of it. But it just, to me, it looked like chili. And so towards the end, they decided to dump the dog food, quote unquote dog food, on Baron Corbin as kind of a payback to what happened to Roman when Corbin, Ziggler, and Robert Roode smeared actual dog food on Roman Reigns. All right. Now on to Monday Night Raw, which once I was watching Friday Night SmackDown, I was literally thinking, I really don't even feel like watching this at all, because I'm more interested in hearing what happens on Raw. So, once Raw started, Randy Orton came out. And as you know, last week on Raw, we had the return of Edge. And he came out, you know, when Edge came out, you know, you hear this great reaction, everybody missed him. And last week, talking about what ifs, you know, he was talking about, you know, what if this, what if that, what if he came back? What if he came back home? And then that's when Randy Orton came out. He was talking about what if Rated RKO came back together one more time. And that's when Randy Orton turned on him. So, this past Monday, we had Randy Orton coming out. And he is now a bad guy since what he did to Edge. And he tried to talk about last week, but you saw that he kept struggling into what he was saying. So while I was watching this, I was kind of wondering if he was supposed to say something. Like I have a feeling that he was supposed to explain his actions and really was really feeling bad about it. And as, you know, as the crowd kept booing him, he started realizing that he kind of did a bad thing. And I believe he just wanted to say he was sorry and didn't mean to do it, but the crowd got to him and he just ended up saying that he can't do this anymore, or he can't do this right now. And kind of went out of the ring and started walking to the back. In a way, this is great storytelling. I like how this played out so far. Randy Orton and Edge are two of the best. I'm kind of hoping nothing really bad happened to Edge. I'm kind of hoping we get an answer from Orton in the next coming weeks. So we'll see. Then after that, we had a match between Lana and Liv Morgan once again. and then ended up being a repeat of last week. Lana or Liv Morgan did pretty much the same move as last week, and she won the match. And surprisingly, shortly after that match, we had a return of Ruby Riott. I was a little surprised about this. I was kind of hoping she would return at the Royal Rumble in the women's match, but she didn't. So, Ruby Riott came out, looked like she was congratulating Liv Morgan, and then she turned on her. So maybe we will see a Ruby Riott and Lana alignment or alliance. Why did I say alignment? But we'll see. And after that, we had Drew McIntyre coming out talking about Royal Rumble, I believe. I believe at a certain point, Mojo Rawley came out, and then I believe that's when Drew McIntyre came out and had a match with him in like 3 seconds. Because Drew McIntyre said that he was going to win the match in 3 seconds with a Claymore kick. That exactly happened, and Drew McIntyre won that match. After that, we had Kevin Owens and the Viking Raiders versus AOP and Buddy Murphy. Samoa Joe wasn't part of this because he ended up injuring himself in the Royal Rumble match. I believe he had a concussion. So hopefully he gets better. And as I said last week, AJ Styles also had an injury. I believe he had a separated right shoulder or left shoulder. But hopefully it's not too serious. And I hope Samoa Joe and AJ Styles get better. Like I said, hopefully it's not a serious injury. This match was pretty good. We had a very rough point where I believe Ivar was going to do this kind of, I'm not sure if it was a frog splash, but it was kind of like this bomb where he was going to hit somebody while laying against the LED board outside of the ring, but one of the guys moved out of the way and Ivar hit the LED board with his shoulder, and which I believe caused him to be out of the match. So it ended up just being Kevin Owens and Eric. And then at some point, Eric got taken out. So it was really just a 3-on-1 handicap match. And Kevin Owens tried his best, but unfortunately, AOP and Buddy Murphy got the win. So yeah. Next match I'm going to talk about is Aleister Black and Eric Young. This was actually a pretty decent match. Hopefully we'll get to see Eric Young in more matches. Unfortunately, Eric Young did not win. Aleister Black ended up winning. It's pretty cool how you're seeing Aleister Black kind of being dominant in his matches. Hasn't really lost a match in a while. I don't even think he's ever lost a match. But we'll see when we get to that point. And after that, Rey Mysterio came out and I believe he was coming out, and then Angel Garza ended up coming out. Angel Garza is from NXT, and he ended up beating up Humberto Carrillo, which I never even knew about this, but it turns out that Angel Garza is Carrillo's cousin. So I guess they were about to have a match, but Angel Garza ended up beating him up. Kind of doing the same thing that Carrillo did to Andrade. Then Rey Mysterio came out to Carrillo's aid. And then we had a match between Rey Mysterio and Angel Garza. And I believe Angel Garza took the win. I don't remember, but I believe he did. So then after that, we had Charlotte coming out to talk about who she'll face at WrestleMania. She was saying how she's beaten Becky before and also held the Raw title. And she also talked about how she's beaten Bayley before and also held the SmackDown title. So then she was like, what else is there for me to do? And then all of a sudden, Rhea Ripley came out, which I was kind of thinking that maybe Charlotte will challenge Rhea Ripley for the NXT title to kind of boost up NXT's ratings a little bit. And so that's kind of what happened. Rhea came out basically challenging Charlotte to go after her, being like they've never faced each other. Well, actually they did, but Rhea Ripley ended up winning. I believe they had a triple threat match on SmackDown before Survivor Series. Then shortly after that, we had Asuka versus Natalya. This was an okay match. Asuka ended up winning by submission. Then lastly, we had a triple threat match. It was Rollins, Seth Rollins, the Monday Night Messiah, versus Bobby Lashley and Ricochet. The stipulation of this match ended up being whoever wins faces Lesnar at Super Showdown for the title. I don't like how they're doing this. I don't like how... I mean, it's been going on for quite a while where, like, a couple months before WrestleMania, you would have, like, different chances at winning the title, which I think they should just not have another title match and just basically build up your main event. Like, maybe have matches here and there between, I don't know, maybe have Drew McIntyre in matches and then have Lesnar come out more to, kind of interfere with, I don't know, something like that. But I don't like the fact that they have a match at Mania. I mean, this was a decent match. Ricochet ended up being the winner of this. So this ended up... I don't know. So we'll see Ricochet versus Lesnar at Super Showdown. Obviously, Lesnar's going to win. So to me, I think it's just a waste to have this match. But it's going to be in Saudi Arabia, so you need matches like this to kind of make the event interesting. So that's it. That is all I have for you today. Tune in next week for another episode of Little Nugs Podcast. Thank you guys. Hope you have a nice weekend. Talk to you later.